Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
The Taoiseach was in Meath yesterday saying Slane needs a bypass, Ashbourne needs a bypass, Adair needs a bypass. Is Kildare getting a bypass, Eamon Brohan?
Hi, Joe. They're getting a ring road.
They're getting a ring road. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you saw something quite different as you walked by the roadworks or the construction works. What did you see?
Yeah, I seen some which looked like graves, and I inquired about it, and I could find no news on these graves anywhere in the local media. And a local man came to me then and told me that he was actually passing a week earlier, mm-hmm. and he actually seen skeleton remains in the grave. So I went back over to see if I could see anything, and I could see the graves that were covered with black polythene. You tell me the size and the shape that they were graves. But there was a lot of people around, so I couldn't go in. Mm-hmm. So I waited until nightfall, and I went back. I went back with my camera and my lamp, and I was in. And I took back some of the covers, and I took some photographs of the remains in some of the graves. And I put the covers back on nice and neatly, and I left. But
Did you photograph the skeletal remains?
I did, yeah.
Okay. And this is part of... These were discovered in the excavation works for the new ring road in Kildare. Is that right?
That's right, Joe, yeah.
Okay.
They're scattered around.
And why do you think it was a graveyard rather than in this...
Well, I never refer to it as a graveyard, Joe. But this area, I know it very well. It's just... you can see it from the road. It's only in maybe 15, 20 metres. There was a hedge all along there, and then there was a field. But now the hedge is gone, and the topsoil has all gone off, and then they're down to the gravelly area, and these graves are in there now. So I don't know what order they were buried in, or what religious order they are, or anything like that. I know not only that, there's at least six that I could see from the road, and three that I checked. I'm just wondering, Joe, like, what's going to happen to the remains?
Oh God, I'm looking at your photographs now. I've just been sent them. Oh my God, they're very disturbing. Are they not? I don't mean to be naive, but they are skeletons with teeth, and the outline of the body is there, the shoulders, the arms, the legs.
Yeah, well, there is an archaeologist on the site.
Oh, is there? Okay, well, that's important, yeah.
Yeah. When I took back some of the covers, now I've seen some of the bushes and flowers and stuff, like, you know.
And were you not worried, especially that first photograph? I don't know whether the producer Angus wants to retweet it or not. That will spark a debate. The first photograph, where the head is on its side, so to speak.
Oh yeah.
That's very disturbing.
Yeah, it looks like it had a rough ending. I'd love to know the date of these. I'd love to know how they came out to be buried there.
Did you say there was Gardaí around?
I heard that there was a Garda presence there last week. Now, unconfirmed, Joe. But my concern is, I just know, these are local remains. I wonder, are they going to be reburied locally, or are they going to end up in the back of a museum somewhere, you know?
Okay, no better person to ask than Pat Wallace, the former director of the National Museum, and indeed who led the excavation at City Quay, where there's a lot of remains found. Pat, good afternoon.
Joe, good to hear you.
Likewise. Pat, have you seen these photographs?
I haven't, but it would be a regular enough expectation to find skeletons. Your correspondent there is talking about County Kildare.
Mm-hmm.
It'll depend whether they have artifacts with them or not, or if they can be dated in some way. He's right about skeletons finishing up in dark corners in museums, sadly, because when they're all kept in what are called timber coffins in the museum, but they are analysed by doctors, you know, specialising in archaeology, medical doctors, and they do come up with some very interesting results. It depends what period they are. My bet would be that they are maybe a mass grave or something like that. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen the photographs, but they could be Iron Age, and that would make them very interesting, because down the road from where your correspondent is talking, we found an amazing artifact in County Leash, and it has never gone on display, it has never been published, and it's a little urn, a metal urn, mm-hmm. like a biscuit tin, with Celtic design, English, British Celtic design, and it's a marvel, a beautiful thing. It was found about 15 years ago in County Leash, never been published. So we should take these discoveries extremely seriously.
And why has it never been put on display, or even this
I don't know, actually. I was still in charge of the museum at that time. It should have. It may have needed some kind of conservation in the conservation laboratory in Collins Barracks, but it should definitely have gone on display. To me, it's a treasure of treasures, because it would have been brought from England over here. Don't forget, England, for all its Saxon dining out, it's the British originally are a Celtic race, as we are.
And how old was the Leash urn that was found?
Well, the Leash urn was about, my guess, Joe, would be 2nd century AD.
Wow. 4,000 years old.
Oh, yeah. No, 2,000 years old.
Oh, so 8. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. No, but it's still, I mean, it's the Celtic Iron Age. And I don't know why it hasn't been put on display. It should be. But the museum probably will say they need resources. And, of course, they do.
Mm-hmm. And there's still Collins Barracks.
But Joe, I wish I could say more, because I'm talking in the dark here, you know. And
okay, so what is the protocol, Pat, when remains are found during roadworks or building works?
Oh, well, the road authorities are very good. I mean, they work hand in hand with the National Monument Service and with the National Museum, and they bring in, they have their own very distinguished group of archaeologists working for them all over the country, and they are very, vigilant, and they come in and do an excavation as necessary. The problem, though, is getting it in the public arena and getting it published, and that is a failure, I think, in archaeology in general.
Now, what happens? I don't know. You are living in Dublin, aren't you? I saw you on.
Dublin 4.
I saw you walking recently. Now, Pat, there is so much building work going on in Dublin at the minute. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Do you think that builders who were, like, I left RT, I was here late last night and arrived early this morning, and late last night when I was going home, there was construction work, builders were still working all over the city centre, new office blocks, and they were at it again early this morning. They, in other words, they're up against a deadline.
Yeah.
Now, do you think there have been cases where remains have been uncovered during private development, and somebody says, oh my God, this will hold up the project for a year?
Yeah, there's no doubt whatsoever, Joe, about that.
You think so, yeah?
That happens all the time. And in fact, some builders in a hurry will actually pay men not to report things.
I
knew that going back to my own time, you know. So we have the law behind us in the museum. We have all the rights of the state. But, you know, we live in a sadly over-commercialized world. I mean, look at Dublin 2 and Dublin 4 at the moment. Dublin 2 especially is being completely besieged by development. And I'm not talking about Viking Dublin, which is my own interest. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Georgian Dublin is as much under threat as Viking Dublin. I would say you and I won't be able to do it. But if you were to come back 100 years from now, Dublin and its beautiful Georgian early Victorian heritage will be completely compromised. I myself am involved at the moment trying to save the gates, the piers and the railings along Elgin Road, you know, where my class of people would have been holding ponies and things. But it matters to all of us, and it's what brings people to Dublin. And we're also under attack from the buses. Dublin was never more under siege than it is now, and nobody seems to care.
And what do you mean under attack from the buses?
Well, you know, these buses, they're taking down trees and railings.
The bus connect,
The bus connect, yeah. My wife and myself are very much involved in that campaign.
Okay, I saw that as well. And the ribbons, are you involved in the ribbon, the round ribbon tree?
I made the claim that I would dive in front of the bulldozer.
And what do you think of the new, if you're talking about George in Dublin and the destruction that was originally done in Fitzwilliam Street by the ESB at the original Georgian houses, they've now knocked down what they replaced the Georgian houses with, and they're building this incredible complex, which apparently is going to include a shopping centre as well as 80,000 square foot of prime office space. I'm reading, remembering what I read on it last night. What do you think of what the ESB are doing to most of Fitzwilliam Street? The section of Fitzwilliam Street that they own, from Larry Murphy's pub down to the...
Somebody told me that only 14% of the space that they're building, it's an enormous building. Hmm. Only 14% is required by the ESB itself.
I heard that.
It was a great chance for the ESB to make atonement for their mistakes of the late 60s. But they haven't done that because they have a new building. The Georgian Mile, that's the most wonderful Georgian
Mile. Incredible,
And that should have been restored, albeit it would be pastiche and that. But I think the design that Shelley McNamara has done now, Shelley is a friend of mine, as it happens, I think is an improvement on the Sam Stevenson, Arthur Gibney design. Hmm. But nevertheless, I'm a Georgian lover. And really, it's not the building facade we're talking about. It's the enormity of the building itself, which is going to contain so much. How can people... Where are the footpaths for all these people? Where are the restaurants? Yeah. How can people pay the rents of the normal people living around there who are renting? That's what's driving Dublin mad. And Minister Owen Murphy has now encouraging higher buildings, and that will give a signal to Board Plan Ola, which will bring Georgian and early Victorian Dublin to a standstill. And that's why people come here. People don't come here to see our 20th century buildings, though there are good ones. Mm-hmm. They come here to see our stock of Georgian buildings, which is remarkable.
Okay. What do you think of, I'm not criticising Eamon, what do you think of publishing photographs of these skeleton remains that have been found in Kildare? Are you in favour of that?
I am, because we don't know what period they are. And even if they're Christian burials, they will be accorded respect in the museum stores. No, there's nothing wrong with that, Joe. No. So long as it's not in any way...
To take advantage of a disease
or something somebody might have, or to be prurient about it. But no, I, from the point of view of knowledge, information, discovery and all of that, that's the lifeblood of archaeology.
Yeah, and as our museums are such an important part of our life and culture and history as well. By the way, Pat, I'm sure I asked you this before. I go to Collins Barry's regularly. I love it, love it, love it.
I know, you've been a great supporter.
It's so good. Was there ever any pressure to put a charge on it?
No, and in fact, of all people, I remember discussing that with my former boss, Charlie Haughey, and he was the minister in charge of us at the time. And his idea was no. When the legislation was passed, it was a Fianna Fáil amendment that there would never be a charge in the museum unless the special exhibitions, barring that it was referred back to the houses of the Oireachtas. And there's no way any houses of the Oireachtas would put a charge on our national heritage. So it's... Anyway, Joe, you'd never get more than 5 or 8%, I'd say, of the running costs of a museum from the proceeds door.
Yeah.
We have a very good system in the museum of where you make a little contribution, and they add up, those contribution boxes, you know.
Okay, it's an incredible resource. Eamon is back now. Eamon, came across, he's on photograph these skeletal remains on the excavation on the Kildare Ring Road. Are they still, the weather now is changing dramatically, rain and wind and snow forecast in some places. Are the remains well protected, Eamon?
No, they're not.
Okay,
no, they're just polythene. They're shallow graves. There's polythene put over them. Polythene fell down with the rocks, you know.
It doesn't seem that it's an excavation site.
No, what you're looking at there It's a gravel area, you know. The road is going past that area where the road won't be exactly on these graves. It'll be to one side of it. But this is excavated. I think there's going to be a roundabout there, so there may be a road on it. I'm not too sure. But it's all gravel, you know. It's hard to walk on. It's not like your ordinary archaeology dig for the clay and down at the subside and that. This is the top side is gone. You're down at the gravel.
Yeah, but gravel can be quite productive too. You know.
Yeah, but my concern is that what is going to become of the remains? I think if they're local remains, they should be buried locally. They should be buried in in the local cemetery, regardless of the. Now these were all orientated towards the east, which indicates the Catholic burial.
Christian anyway.
Now I don't know about artifacts or anything else that was found with them. I haven't a clue or anything like that. But I know that the skeleton remains are in, as you see from the pictures, they are in pretty good condition, like for shallow graves.
The guards would definitely be on top of that, wouldn't they, the local guardie?
Well, I have heard from a reporter that there is no confirmation of any guardie being on the site.
Yeah.
I suppose when there was not untoward with the skeletons, I suppose there was no fresh clothes on it. It didn't look like a murder scene. I suppose they just left it so.
Well, Eamon,
you hit the nail on the head when you said that there is. Money comes into it, you see. It's get the job done, get everything out of the way, move on, keep quiet, just document everything and just look and relocate them or whatever. That's the bit that gets me. I would love to see the local historians take and
Well, Eamon, if you tell me the townland, give me the townland name and I'll get it investigated immediately.
Yeah, it's the South Green Road in Kildare Town, Kildare County, Kildare.
Yeah, all right.
And who will you get to investigate it, Pat?
I'll get the museum and the National Monuments Branch and Michael McDonough's people.
Oh, fair play.
I'll get them to do it.
Okay.
Well, I'd be wasting my time asking anybody because I've contacted Kildare County Council and I'm waiting for a reply. I know I won't get a reply. I know Kildare County Council are aware of these. I know the authorities are aware of them. I know there's archaeologists on the site. But they do want to push the job on. Like there was most of the stopped over snails and little stopped trees. So I understand that.
Eamon, an awful lot of what you're saying is true, but I'll get it investigated, Eamon, and we'll come back to the Joe Duffy programme to Liveline.
Anytime. Okay, yeah, Pat Fallis, kind regards to you and your wife and your family. I know you're well retired from the National Museum, and thanks also to Eamon Brohan, who's doing a bit of detective work down there in Rathangan near Kildare Town. Okay, 51551 Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.